Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And I'd like to ask you a question. Have you ever thought about what you might be able to do for the Lord? Oh, I'm not speaking about your service or your calling, because God does have something for each one of us to do as far as ministry to others, preaching the Great Commission. That's His commandment for all of His people. That's the last thing He said to His disciples before He ascended into heaven. Share His word with all nations, to do what God would call us to do, to spread the good news. That's what gospel means, the good news of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm speaking about your personal relationship with God. You know, He's perfect. He's all gracious. He's all merciful. He's faithful. He's beautiful. There's none like the Lord. Who can compare unto Him? But sometimes, don't you long, you wish you could do something that would bless His heart, that would bring His heart joy? Well, I'm very pleased to be able to share with you. We're going to be looking at a psalm this week, and I'll have to begin reading it in just a bit. But there are some things that Scripture tells us that we can do that would bring joy to the heart of God. And we'll be looking at Psalm 116. I'd like to read now the entire psalm, and then we're going to go through it, through the individual verses, and see the things that God wants us to see out of this psalm. You know, it's easy to just read it over quickly and not really hear the truths that are being revealed to us from God's heart through the Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit inspired the psalmist. It doesn't say which psalmist it is, but that there are eternal truths that are contained in this beautiful passage from the Word of God. Psalm 116. I love the Lord, because He hath heard my voice and my supplications, because He hath inclined His ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compass me, and the pains of hell get hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech Thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and He helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of His benefits unto me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your word. This psalm, this beautiful psalm I just shared with you, Psalm 116, is a psalm of consecration to the Lord. And there's a question that is asked in this psalm that is deeply personal and thought-provoking. That is, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? He's been so good to each one of us. Those that know the Lord personally have called upon him, have believed upon Jesus as our Savior, and we have entrusted our souls, our lives to him. Is there anything? What can we possibly do? That's what that means, render. What can we do for him? Is there anything we could do for him besides being obedient in our daily walk and sharing the good news with others? Well, this psalm talks about the things that we can do. It's very personal. It's a psalm of thanksgiving, basically, portraying the psalmist's experience of God's grace and the effect it had upon him, its spiritual impact. And as you noticed, as I read this, there's not any particulars given. He talks about a great crisis, but he doesn't give any details. But there are hints of sickness. For example, in verse 3, the sorrows of death compassed me, the pains of hell got hold of me, I found trouble and sorrow. Now, that could be of a physical nature, but as we'll learn, it could be far further reaching than that. And also, there's a hint of persecution in verse 11. I said in my haste, all men are liars. Obviously, something had occurred. He had gone through many battles, and perhaps we can relate to that. It's one thing when the unsaved would act according to their disobedience to lie, but when we find children in the household of faith that don't speak the truth to us or in one way or another, it's deeply hurtful and injurious. So we don't know exactly what he went through. There were physical issues, perhaps. There was also persecution. But as an example to us, and because the Holy Spirit wanted to use this person's experience, he doesn't wallow in personal details, but he focuses attention on what God has done. Now, a question is asked in this psalm, what shall we render unto the Lord for all of his benefits to me? Well, there are four things in terms of his benefits that he gives to us. And the first one is that he listens to us. He has an inclined ear. What does verse 2 say? Because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. In other words, in despair and in sorrow and darkness, the psalmist cried out to the Lord, and he knew. This psalm is a testimony that God heard his prayers. So, beloved, regardless of what you might be going through today, if you have called out to the Lord in prayer, regardless, even if you felt no different, know that God has heard your prayer. And your experience will be just like this of the psalmist if you hold on in faith to God. The scriptures tell us the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ear is inclined to us. His ear is not heavy that it cannot hear. God loves us. His eyes are upon us. He's not turned his ear away from you and me, but as a loving father, he's bent his head to listen to the cry of his child. What a precious privilege to have the listening, sympathetic ear of God, the creator of the entire universe, without beginning of days or end of days, the eternal God who is all-powerful, all-loving, all-knowing, all-existent, has always been. This same God wants to listen to us. And because he has heard us, we will call upon him as long as we live. Amen. God's graciousness prompts us to increased prayerfulness. If he hears our prayer once, then goodness, we're encouraged to continue to cry out. Not only are our hearts stirred to call unto our loving Heavenly Father in prayer, but our souls are so grateful for what he has done. His goodness stirs our hearts to love him more. 1 John 4:19 says, we love him because he first loved us. We will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. You know, Brother Glass used to say, God always answers prayer. That's just, he always does. Sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says no, or not right now. So God does hear us. But of course, if we trust our Father, we know we want to pray even as Jesus did for his will. Sometimes our ideas really aren't in our own best interest. Thank God for his wisdom. He doesn't give us everything we ask for because he has something better. So his first benefit toward us is he hears us. He has an inclined ear. He listens to the cries of his people. And if that doesn't cause us to rejoice, you know, Proverbs 14:10 says, the heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy. Tomorrow we're going to look at deliverance from death. That's the second benefit we have. And so if you are able to continue with me, I invite you to listen on air at the same time, Monday through Friday, we're heard on this station. Or if you should miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveiledchrist.org, and you can listen there at your convenience anytime. I thank you for joining me. I thank you for your prayer support, my UCM family and my radio family. I pray for you every day. And the Holy Spirit's moving upon you. If there is something maybe you can't talk about or share with anyone, or you just need the support of agreeing prayer, this ministry has been raised up as a ministry of prayer and correspondence. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.